Reish Pei Beis, Siv Beis. Look at the words, Oilim Harbe, Afal Ti Shekore Ze, Ma Shekore Ze, V'choyt in the Vorech, Ein Bekaf Klum. It's at a din, and Shabbos, you can have two people be the same psukim, and each one be a different aliyah. But you can't count them as one of the seven. In other words, if you gave three people the first three psukim, they could all make brothers, but you count for one of these. But the Ma'ase said that Ramah said, Yesh Oisrim. If you're wondering why we don't do that, because some people say you should not do that. The Chay Nogum Dina Seilu, that's a minute. Chut Misim Chosteya, Shinogel Habas, Vekroim, Benovim, Sorry. And Sim Chosteya, since he wants everybody to get an Aliyah and go to the Torah, therefore you can have multiple people reading the same parasha. Siv Gimel. Hakol Oilu Minin Shiva, Afilu Isha Vekotn Shiva Elu Minu Vokim. Amukachon Isha Lekidu Mitzidu Pneikvah. We did it the Gemara. Not only can a male get an aliyah, also a woman can get an aliyah, and even a kohen can get an aliyah, if you understand the concept of Birkas HaTorah. But the Maita, we possibly cannot get an aliyah. It's not considered Kavod HaTzibur for women and children to get aliyahs. If a woman says she wants to go Ikar HaDin, so we have to understand why she's doing it. It's because she's a feminist, she believes the Torah is wrong by differentiating between men and women. So, we should not answer only to her brothers either, because she is a heretic. That's what Moshe Feinstein says, not me. Otherwise, if she has other Heshbites, we'll work it out so that she shouldn't get that way. It's nothing wrong, nothing negative about that. That's the way Chazal sets things up. Ramah says, the Yesh, the Elim Tafkim, the Tafkim, the Minyan Akruim, the Loishia, Kulam Noshe Moktan, even the Dinah of the Gemara, that a woman or a cotton can get an Aliyah, that's if you get one of the Aliyahs. Some aliyahs, but not the Ikir or Irish. Will be in a case where there's no Kohanim, the only kind that is there is cotton. So there's a discussion in the Poskim, some say it was supposed to be Chabad Kohanim. So we give it to a cotton since Mikir, then he can aliyah. But the Rambam says, no, there's a special mitzvah to the Kiddashim, give special cover to Kohanim, refer to only Kohanim that are Roy Lavoyda, which is after the mitzvah. And therefore, the Maisa, that's the minig that if there's no coin which is over 13, it would give the Aliyah to a Yisrael Kotten. The Maisa, the minig today, says Mishnah Berurah, that we don't give the Kotten any Aliyah, you know, if it's finished, all the seven Aliyahs are making Christophers, even those we don't give to a Kotten. The only thing we give to a cotton is master. That's why in many places, the minute for the mitzvah boy to read the master the week before is when it's, if they gave aliyah to somebody and found that afterwards that it was a cotton, so the aliyah needs to rely on. That was a good aliyah. Achidish, Moghil Avram brings from the Sechah Soichim that even the woman are not chayav in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there are mitzvahs to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So you're wondering why women are not doing that? Because the minig is not to do that. Even though a cousin can get aliyah, the Shavuot says you cannot be the Valkyrie, because the Valkyrie is the one who can wait to the Tzibur. The discussion is that the only Valkyrie has is a cousin. The Ramah continues, but then Evet Kenanik and Isha, a gracious servant, is then of a woman, and we said before, the Maisha shouldn't get an aliyah. However, Imai Mishra Mutal Ali. If his mother is a Jew, then he has a regular dinner of a Jew. I don't care if the father was, he can get an aliyah. Also, Likreis Beroish Magula. Someone gets an aliyah, that he has to have his head covered, even if he's a cotton. And this is Likreis Amaritz Nefer Osher Kodla Zor Tzneitama Kofer. There's a wealthy, respectable person who's very influential, involved in many of the needs of the town. Then it's acceptable to give him my aliyah going before Tamil Chochem. I have a choice on the going to the Tamil Chochem. To the Tamil Chochem. So the end of the time of Tamil Chochem, the Kovel HaTorishim is confidence by Loshim Yidoyim. Since everybody respects this person, not talking about a crook, he's a respectable person. Then on the Chanam, it's a Kovel for the Torah to give him the aliyah first. When Mamzeh Mutal Alas and Sefer Torah, a person who is Chmolos on the Mamzeh, since he's Chayim Mo'ol the Mitzvahs, he can also get an aliyah.